Penguin Random House Audio presents Twilight Falls by Juno Black. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Author's Note. Dear listener, though you may have ventured into this world a time or two before, we nevertheless wish to alert you that Twilight Falls is a work of most fanciful fiction. Therefore, certain events or characters may not fully conform to the rules of dull reality. If a bear and a mouse walking the same aisles of the local grocery, and indeed the fact that they have a local grocery, strikes you as improbable, well, you may wish to take a moment to reorient yourself. For you are about to enter a place where woodland creatures behave and misbehave in very human ways. When you are ready, we once again welcome you to Shady Hollow. Cast of Characters. Vera Vixen, a cunning, foxy reporter with a nose for trouble and a desire to find out the truth, no matter where the path leads. Lenore Lee, this raven runs the town's bookshop. Never more books. Her sense of humor is as dark as her feathers. Chief Orville Braun, this large brown bear is the official head of the Shady Hollow Constabulary. He works by the book, but his book has half the pages ripped out. Shelby Atwater, a mostly affable otter who runs a repair business, though he shows no interest in repairing a broken relationship with his son. Jonah Atwater. He's followed in his father's paw prints until he takes a sharp turn toward a forbidden romance. Anastasia von Beaverpelt. This high-born beaver rarely thinks of anyone other than herself. Is the dalliance with Jonah real, or just a stunt for attention? Isla Chitters. This mouse works as a maid in the von Beaverpelt home, and she knows what goes on behind closed doors. Muriel Lodge, a hedgehog who's come to Shady Hollow with a popcorn cart and delectable recipes. Has she also come with a score to settle? B.W. Stone, the cigar-chomping skunk of an editor of the Shady Hollow Herald. B.W., everything in black and white, loves a good headline. Joe Elkin. This genial giant of a moose runs the town coffee shop, the local gathering spot. If gossip is spoken, Joe has heard it. Arabella Boatwright. This rat runs the Mirror Lake Library, and she knows every secret on the shelves. Gladys Honeysuckle. As the town gossip and busybody, there's nothing Gladys doesn't know. She hates to be scooped on a juicy tidbit. Sun Lee. This panda is a former surgeon and a current chef. He runs the bamboo patch, serving vegetarian dishes to die for. Barry Greenfield. A senior reporter at the Herald. This old hare has seen it all, and he remembers it all, too. Philomena Ambler. An officer of the law in a neighboring town who maintains order with a strong paw. Imogen Merrick. A hawk who keeps a keen eye on the woods near Twilight Falls. But is she holding some information back? Lefty. This masked raccoon lives in the shadiest part of Shady Hollow. Whatever the game is, Lefty always knows the score. Prologue. Can anything match the particular loveliness of the forest in spring? The sun slants upward day by day, and the air warms little by little, from forbidding to invigorating, summoning you to go walking amid the hills. Soon the patches and ragged piles of snow melt into nothingness, and the frozen ground softens as the seeds and roots wake up beneath it, eager to reach the surface. Tender green shoots emerge first, along with those ephemerals that truly herald the changing of the seasons, snowdrop, anemone, primrose, narcissus, bluebell. On a saunter through the woods, a sudden dip may reveal a valley carpeted in yellow or blue, or a white so thick you might imagine that the snow has returned. Above, a veil of faintest green spreads as thousands upon thousands of buds unfurl into tiny perfect leaves seeking the gentle sunlight. And everywhere you hear the sound of water flowing. It begins with tiny trickles from melting icicles and the rivulets running down the slopes. Whether seeping or meandering or tumbling madly, they all meet at the rivers running through the woodlands, now full and rambunctious after a season of silence. The rivers themselves seek lower ground, and since the land is naturally varied, in the course of their journey, some of those rivers will cascade over cliffs in a magnificent, exhilarating show. The tallest and most stunning waterfall in this area is known as Twilight Falls, so called because of the way the pool of dark rock at the bottom is so often shadowed and mysterious, even on the brightest day. No matter how clear the water plunging over the edge may be, it seems to turn white while falling, and then, once it joins the pool, near to night, a swirl of blue, purple, and deepest green. Naturally, Twilight Falls is a favorite subject of painters and poets. It is common to see an artist at their easel, dabbing away with oils or watercolors, attempting to capture the majesty of the tumbling water. Or you might notice a creature scribbling in a notebook, playing with rhyme and meter as they try to put their feelings into words. But one need not be a creature of the arts to appreciate Twilight Falls. It is perfectly possible to just marvel at the sight of the falls as you stroll along, or sit at the river bank, or enjoy a picnic with friends. Here, the falls are both star performer and an unforgettable stage, a trick only nature can pull off. So enticing are the falls that parents must occasionally warn their little ones not to go too near the water, which runs dreadfully fast in spring. But the shouts are soon lost amid the general delight of the day, and no one really minds. Games abound. Young creatures are fond of forming little teams of two. One youth will toss a branch, tied with colored ribbon on the end to identify it, off the top of the cliff. Meanwhile, their partners, far, far below, peer into the pool and along the river bank to see which sticks emerge first and how quickly. Some sticks are never seen again. While little ones play their games, older creatures pair off as well, strolling along the quieter stretches of the river or exploring the many forest paths nearby, where they may find some privacy from the rambling crowds. More than one couple has proposed or wed here. And why not? It is a place to inspire great emotion. Therefore, it is not surprising that it will also inspire a crime. Chapter 1. An errant breeze snuck between the sash and the ledge of a window in Vera Vixen's home, carrying with it the scent of freshly baked bread and rich coffee. Vera's nose twitched, and she raised her head from her very comfortable pillow to get a better sniff. Had a new restaurant somehow opened next door overnight? It seemed highly unlikely. First, Vera's little den-like cottage was rather off the main streets of Shady Hollow, and second, as a reporter, she'd certainly have taken note of such an endeavor. Vera had been born with inveterate curiosity, and she wasn't about to let the mystery of this delicious scent go unsolved. She flung off her blanket, not without a little regret, for her bed was so squishy and soft, and the room was just cool enough to encourage one to burrow down for another few minutes, and got up. After dressing in her favorite forest green house coat, she walked over to the living room and opened the casement there, peering out to the front walk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?